This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. Well, it's good today to have in our studio here in Austin, Texas, a couple of friends of ours who are also neighbors. And it's good to have Ian and Allison Kieber with us today. And Ian and Allison have been married for 10 years. And Ian, of course, the father of three, Peyton and Mason Emerson. He's a business owner, graduated from Central Washington University. And he was also a baseball player, played in Seattle, Washington. He's got a lot of hobbies, including fitness training, CrossFit coaching, soccer coach, personal development coach, and spending time with his family. It's good to have Allison here with him in the studios, and she's a mother of three, and she's from Seattle, Washington. She graduated from University of Washington, and she says, "Go Huskies." She's a psychology major. She likes to run, and she's a fitness, volleyball coach, mentorship, spending time with her family. So we got to know, Gina and I got to know Ian and Allison recently, heard their story, and I said, you guys have got to come on BPN Radio. So it's good to have you both today here on this broadcast, and it's great to have you in our neighborhood, is our neighbors. And how did you get from, somebody tell us how you got from Seattle to Austin.
Well, thank you, Dale. It's an honor and just a privilege to be here with you today. And, you know, our journey from Seattle to Austin was quite an interesting one. You know, both of us being from the Northwest, having attended college there and, you know, having roots up in the Northwest, you know, the move to Austin wasn't something that we thought would be a super simple move for all purposes. But, you know, we were in the Seattle area, raising our kids, living life, and we just kind of felt like there was something else calling us, and we weren't sure what that was. And as we were in the process of purchasing a home, little roadblocks continued to arise, and they weren't anything that we couldn't truly, you know, work through. We could have broke through them, but we thought, hey, we need to stop and start praying about this some more and see if this is God's will for our life, where we were supposed to be. And, you know, as Allison and I both prayed separately, prayed together, just, you know, and our specific prayer was, you know, Lord, where do you want us to raise your children? And Allison was given a prophetic word at one time that we needed to be praying about our children, our children's children, and the legacy that we have a choice now. That what the choices we make now can really impact our children and our children's children. And as we prayed separately and prayed together, we both heard Austin. Now, we didn't, you know, obviously from our standpoint, we were like thinking maybe, you know, is Austin a place where we heard it was a great place to raise a family? We heard some different things. Neither of us had really, you know, had come and spent any time in Austin, Texas. So hearing Austin was not what we were expecting. And so from that stance, we just, like I said, we heard Austin. We said, Lord, if this is your will for us and our family, then remove the obstacles, right? Because I guess oftentimes we think that maybe we're just hearing something that maybe that's what we want to do, and so we want to do it. And so we said, well, there's some other barriers that have come up, then Lord, if this is your will for us and our family and our kids' kids, then remove the obstacles. And one by one, everything that kept us from moving to Austin sort of moved right out of the way. And we found ourselves within 30 days, loaded up on a moving truck, had leased a home sight unseen, just over the internet, found an agent to work with, and leased a home, signed the lease papers, and emailed them off, and mm-hmm. we're on a moving truck. And 7-8 days later, we were arrived in Austin in our home.
Now let me get this straight. You are saying that you guys moved to Austin and you didn't know anybody in Austin. You did not even drive here and scout out the land. You just came here on a word from the Lord, right?
That's correct.
Well, that is quite amazing. And you guys ended up right here in the neighborhood that Gene and I live in. And you guys have an incredible story about your conversion. And I know that right now you guys are both business people, and you work in business. And I know that your business is a very translocal, national, and Allison, tell us a little bit about your story. How you came to know the Lord. How you and Ian met, and y'all kind of share a little bit. We're going to pray together because you guys have an incredible testimony, and I love to hear people's stories. I love to hear people's testimonies. So share a little bit here.
Oh, absolutely! Thank you so much. You know, growing up, I grew up in a fairly agnostic home. You know, what I mean by that is, you know, just no one really ever talked about God. We didn't go to church. We definitely celebrated Christmas and Easter, but we celebrated as, you know, part of the world, not obviously what really Christmas and Easter really meant. And so that's just really what I grew up in. And when I was 17 years old, I lost one of my best friends to suicide. And for me, that was just a pivotal moment where I just really decided to say that I don't believe that there's a God. And I believed that way for years and years. And, you know, not believing in a God really turned more into actually an atheist route. And when I met Ian, you know, he came from a home where, you know, his parents, they didn't not believe in God, but they were just all around spiritual, you know, so really just no direction with the spirituality for him. And so it was very easy to recruit him to my way of thinking, so to speak. And that's just how we lived. And, you know, obviously we struggled, and, it was, oh my goodness. It was in 2009, our friends had introduced us to a business, and, you know, we were very skeptical to look really further into this business. You know, our life was kind of in a downward spiral, and it was just, you know, I can kind of look back now and say it was, you know, that time where the cracks in our heart were starting to open. And in 2009, we fell victim to the mortgage industry. Ian was a mortgage broker at the time. And, you know, we really fell victim to that. We lost our home to a short sale in October of 2009. And we moved in with my parents on their ranch in Montana. And in January 2010, our friends had invited Ian to a business event that was in Dallas, Texas. And at that business event on Sunday, there was an optional worship service. You know, how cool is that, that you can go to a business event and there's an optional worship service? And, you know, he wasn't going to attend, but our friends, you know, had made way for him to get to this business event. And so he thought, well, I don't want to be rude and not attend with them, even though it was optional. And he went, and Michael W. Smith was actually the one who was leading worship that day. And it was just then at that service that the crack in his heart just really started to open. And he felt like he heard from God, you know, that he's always known him. He's always been with him. But now it was time for him to start following him. And, you know, he says now that that's the moment that he gave his life to Christ. Now he came home to, you know, a woman who was still an atheist. And he came home and said two things. We're going to do this new business that was very foreign to us. But also, too, we're going to start going to church. And the only thing that I can contribute it to is it was a God moment where I just saw, I'll probably get teary-eyed. Mm-hmm. I saw a man changed. And I just said, okay, I'm ready to follow whatever you say. And so we started to go to church. We attended a little tiny local church that was my grandmother actually said, here's the church that we go to on Christmas and Easter. Mm-hmm. And what was neat is the whole family actually started going with us. Mm-hmm. And but I can honestly say I sat there for months every Sunday going, but still with my arms crossed, very skeptical. And it was an invitation from a friend of ours who said, why don't you come join us at our church? You know, just come see something maybe a little bit different than what you're seeing. And another case of I didn't want to be rude. So we went and we dropped the kids off in the child care and we walked into the doors and the worship music was playing and we found our seats. And it was pretty instantaneous that the Lord just he took the crack in my heart, and he just exploded my heart wide open. My hands went up in the air, and I began to weep. And I felt the Lord literally wrap his arms around me. I think I was crying so hard and shaking and just so overcome by the love of our Lord that Ian actually looked at me and said, do you need to leave? Because are you okay? And I remember just thinking, yes, 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 I'm great. And I gave my life to him right there in that moment. And I knew that I just wanted to pursue his heart for the rest of my life. Ironically, at the end of that service, they announced that they were going to be doing a baptism in the weeks to come. I looked at Ian and said, we're getting baptized. And I think he was a little in shock of just how instantaneously everything happened. And that's really how we came to know the Lord, just 6.5 years ago.
Well, tremendous, tremendous transformation, salvation, and transformation. I know there's a lot of people that they accept Jesus. They go through what we would call the sinner's prayer and accept him as their Savior. But there's a lot of people that they never have a transformation. So it's evident that you guys received an incredible transformation in your life from being an unbeliever, an atheist, and having your lives totally transformed and being radical for Jesus. So what happened after that incredible transformation? How did your lifestyle change and what began to happen?
Yeah, well, I can tell you one thing is that just a hunger and a thirst took over for just wanting to know the Word, wanting to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Really just in pursuit of that relationship with Him. And so, you know, it meant that we had to dive into finding people that could spiritually mentor us and help guide us. It meant that we dove into devotionals and dove into the Word on a daily basis, that we began praying, even though I didn't know how to pray. I found out very quickly that, you know, prayer is a special thing that we have with God, and we can't do it wrong.
That's true.
And, it just, wow. I mean, it opened us up, you know. I don't know if I shared this with you before, Dale, but, you know, prior to Ian and I meeting 10, 11 years ago, we both were very broken. Of course, all of us are, right? But we were two individuals who not only did we not believe in God, but we were on a path of addiction and very much living for the world. And, you know, I can look back and I can see moments where God literally saved us. And I didn't want to give God the credit, but, you know, obviously introducing us to one another was God's design. We got pregnant very unintentionally. In fact, I was someone who said I never wanted children. We got pregnant, and I never went back to that road of addiction again when I found out that I was pregnant with our child. And so God literally saved my life there in a couple of different ways. But our daughter, our 10-year-old daughter, she'll always know that she was God's gift to save my life. And even though I didn't give him credit, I give him all the credit now. And, you know, it just is, I believe that we all have the testimony that we have so that we can share it and that we can help others. And, you know, it used to be a lot of shame and a lot of guilt. And God has said, give that to me. Yeah. And we gave it to him, and so we share our testimony. There's no shame. There's no guilt. Just love, grace, and mercy.
Yeah. So here you guys are, two college graduates. You're a great-looking couple. It seems like you have everything together, and then things start going wrong. You lose your home. You got to move in with your parents, and things. There's addictions in your life, and Satan is trying to bring destruction. Then you come to know Jesus, and you guys have an amazing story. And Ian, how did all of this change you and Allison's marriage? What happened after you came to know the Lord? Did y'all start praying together? What happened?
You know, we started praying together. It was the transformation for us was pretty significant, and just the terms of the way that we viewed the world, we viewed our relationship together, we viewed just like where we fit together with God, right? Now we did our vows in front of a judge, right, and together, and who swore our marriage vows together with God, but we still didn't know what that meant for us. And diving into God's Word, beginning to have a mentor. I mean, some of the transformation that what happened for us was that we had to kind of rid ourselves of some people that weren't guiding us in the right direction and putting people in our lives that would guide us in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And so some of our good friends that were more guiding us in the proper direction, they got us into a marriage Bible study. And, mm-hmm. you know, the Bible study was the Love and Respect workshop, and that rocked us. You know, it really rocked our marriage, and we were doing it in a group. It was, you know, it gave us room to know our differences. And to know that there are beautiful differences and how that we can come together as one and pink and blue becoming purple. And it made us that much more aware. It's interesting. I think before we were saved in our marriage, it always felt like there was a possibility for leaving at some point or for escape, I guess. Like kind of feeling like, oh, it's okay if we are not together, possibly, you know, mm-hmm. And once we gave our life to Christ, we started reading more about the Word. I mean, it really made us, we took that whole part away. Neither of us was going to leave from then, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the covenant is there for us, and we were going to be obedient to that covenant with God and true to each other. And that was so freeing for us in so many different ways. And it's hard to explain that unless you actually go through that process of saying, hey, we're going to stay true to our covenant. We neither of us are leaving here. So whatever issues that might arise for us, we are willing to work them out together, mm-hmm. with God and with each other, and to figure out how to move forward in life to be that rock solid pillar together. And that's led us to being that for other couples, to helping other couples open their eyes, to leading marriage Bible studies, and to doing, you know, I don't know, I guess to teaching, which has been phenomenal, because I think the more you teach, the more you learn. And so it's one of those, you learn, you study, practice, teach. You study, then you practice, and then you teach. And as you do that, it just kind of builds on itself and strengthens the relationship, strengthens the marriage, strengthens the bond. And it's been so welcome in our home. And I know that's just going to reflect on our children and on our children's children. And so it's been a great transformation. I mean, like I said, it's for us, we know where our foundation is.
Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. Well, you guys have an amazing testimony of what God has done in your life. And it's evident that God has blessed your marriage and has blessed your business. You want to talk anything about your business? Or I know your business has opened a lot of doors to minister to a lot of people.
Sure. You know, it's amazing what happens. I mean, and I think part of our transformation and coming off addiction was nutrition. Getting right nutritionally took away some of the blocks for us hearing what God could do in our life, hearing God speak to us and guide us and direct us in our life. And I think that when, you know, looking back and saying, hey, when we had substances in our life that create the want for more substance, it really would block out God's love. And God, like I say, just that voice of knowing which direction to go. And part of the process of us getting healthy and then teaching others, we kind of do that for other people as well. Like where it may not be that we need to go and share the gospel with somebody right away if they're not ready. But if we can help them on the nutrition side of things, get their bodies right, it'll help their minds open up. They can have more energy. They feel better. Mm-hmm. And it's a snowball effect where you see people start to wake up and start to hear better, I guess is the best way I can explain it. I don't know. Do you have anything to say?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a full believer that we're here in this place, this time, right here, right now, as vessels to build the kingdom. And, you know, it's interesting because God uses people to build his kingdom. And it's always, you know, I look back on our journey and it wasn't just one person. It was several different people, several different touches, several different occurrences. And I get to look at what we do every day. And there are people who, you know, came to be part of our business for one reason. And then I've been able to develop a friendship with them. And, you know, sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes that turns into then a mentorship that goes on to a deeper level. Mm-hmm. Because people want to be part of something greater, right? There's that need in all of us to be part of something that's big and that matters and that makes a difference. And we know that that's Jesus, right? But they might not know that, right? And so sometimes leading people to the kingdom isn't just about inviting them to church. Leading people to the kingdom means praying for them when maybe no one else is. Mm-hmm. Leading them to the kingdom means showing them Jesus Christ through the light that shines out of you, and just being there for people and mentoring them and speaking with them. But yet at the same time, standing on the foundation of the word. And so that's just for me, that's a whole side of our business that I had no idea that it would bring, but it's my favorite part of our business and what it's doing.
You guys have a great testimony. And I know that sometimes the younger generation can be persuaded that the true American dream is just owning a home, owning a couple of cars, and going to college and having a retirement fund. But we know that it's much more than that. We know that is only the natural part, but there is a supernatural part. There's a spiritual part of us that yearns and longs for God, for Jesus. And I know that you guys are making a major difference. There may be people that are listening today, and there may be couples, their marriage may be in trouble. Their finances may be in trouble. Maybe the things that they have been pursuing for so long has suddenly come to an abrupt end. And maybe they're feeling empty, hopeless, helpless. And so I just want to give Ian and Allison Keeber, I just want to give y'all an opportunity to pray for those who may be listening today. And I believe that your prayers could make a major difference in an individual or a couple that's listening today. And so I'm going to play some worship music, and you guys can pray however the Holy Spirit leads you to pray for those who may be listening today here on BPN Radio.
This is Dara.
Heavenly Father, we come to you with such gratitude and thankfulness of everything that you are, God, and knowing that you are so omnipresent, Lord, that you are everywhere at once, and that I just ask you, God, that you continue to pour your blessings on the Gentry's ministry, and just continue to reach people who need you, God, who need your word, who need to have a personal relationship with you, God. It's that I pray for the disconnected, Lord, the people who say they know you, who they're going to church, but Lord, they're lacking that personal relationship with you and with Holy Spirit. Lord, I'm reminded of, you know, in the gospel that, you know, you told us, Lord, that you were leaving this earth, but you were leaving something better, that you were leaving Holy Spirit to be here with us and to guide us. And Lord, I can't think of anything better, that you are here. You are holding our hands, Lord, and that I just pray for personal relationship with you, God, that starts with really just calling out your name, Lord, that there's someone here that craves a personal relationship with you, God, that they just call out, Jesus, I need you. I need you, Lord, and that you answer to them, and that you can start having that dialogue with them, Lord, and that you be there with them. And Lord, just for those who are praying and who are feeling like their prayers aren't being answered, that, you know, sometimes when we're praying, Lord, just reminding them that their prayers, that you are answering them, but you're answering them in the way of you, Lord, and not in the way of the world. And that just to be open to trusting God. And I see people standing at a road. And it's just, it's a long straight road, but it's going to wind through mountains. And that you, Lord, that you are there, you're standing right beside them, and you're saying, just hold my hand, just trust me, because with every step you take, I am there. And I know you can't see the whole road, but I can see it, and I will take you through these mountains. I will take you through the valleys and jumping over the cliffs, and that I will be there with you. But you have to trust me. You have to give me all of your trust. And Lord, I just pray. I pray that they hear that now. They hear that deep in their souls, that is you, Lord. I'm praying for just reconnection of those who feel like their marriage might be being pulled apart, and that they be reminded, Lord, that they went into a covenant with each other, that they made a covenant with you. The covenant is with you, God, and I just ask them to go back to that covenant with you. And what are you asking them to be? What are you asking them to do in their marriage? That it's not pointing fingers, that it's taking responsibility, that the lines of communication be open, Jesus, that the lines of communication, Lord, that when they look at one another, they see past one another and they see you, God, because each person is your child and you love them all the same, Lord, but both of them made that covenant with you. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you. I thank you for these people, and that they're just coming to know you more, God. And that the strengthening, that the strengthening of the three be there, where two or more are gathered in your name, Lord, where two or more are gathered in your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Yes, Jesus, just pray for all of those who are hurting right now, God, that they just they find your love, they find your light, God, they find direction from you, Lord, that they're open to opportunities, to directions that you lead them in, God, that the skepticism, the fear, the worry, the doubt, that the doubt it leave, God, that they see that the doubt is not of the, of you, Lord. God, we just pray that the ability to put the hand to the plow, Lord, and just to work through circumstances, but do it together, God, that husbands and wives become one in purpose, that they're brought together, Lord, in a purpose and a direction that serves you and your kingdom, God, that they see others' problems, that they get out and serve your kingdom, Lord, and through that service, they see that their own problems will disappear, Lord, that God, just following your heart and your will for their life, Lord, is where your word leads them, God. We just pray for those families that are hurting, for those that need better health, God, that there's a direction of healing and over their homes, over their hearts, over their children's, over their families, God, over the communities out there in this world, Lord, that the communities are healed, God, through your love and your light. Lord, we just are so grateful for all that you bring for us, Lord, that we just can hear your will clearly, that we hear the direction, Lord, and that the direction is crystal clear, God, that it just, it becomes that union in the home be together, God, and your purpose for their lives and for their will, Lord. We just are so honored and grateful to be here, God. In your name we pray, Lord. We love you, God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Well, Ian and Allison Kieber, it's been a delight to have you guys on the broadcast today. You are a tremendous blessing, and it's good to have you living in close proximity to Gene and I. What a blessing. And we're believing God for our neighborhood and for the addition that we live in. The Holy Spirit will work. And if people want to contact you, how would they, do you have a website where they could contact you?
Yeah, absolutely. Our website is www.242fit.com. That's 242fit.com. That would take them to one of our pages that actually has our contact information, and it's our business page, just so you know what you're going to, but there is contact info there, and anybody that needs prayer or as you know, wants to hear more, you're welcome to reach out to us.
Okay. All right. That's great. www.242fit.com. It's been a delight to have Ian and Allison Kieber on today. And you guys went to a worship service, and there was Michael W. Smith, and he was leading worship. So I'm going to play a song right now. Good to have you guys on today. God bless you.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so high. Here I am to bow down. Here I am.
lost to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin.
Been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Nothing left to say. Forgive me, Lord, when I'm weak and lost. You traded heaven for a wooden cross. And all these years you've carried me. You've been my eyes when I couldn't see. And beauty grows in the driving rain. You oil of gladness in the times of pain. Your grace, grace, I'm nothing without you. Grace, your grace shines on me.
We believe that God will keep us till the very end. If tomorrow all the things were gone I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
This is a good day to pray. This is a good day, the day the Lord has made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus my King. This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day.
Yes,
the day the Lord has made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus my King. And I say Jesus is Lord,
yes.
Jesus is Lord of all,
yes.
Jesus is Lord of all the earth. Jesus is Lord,
yes he is.
Jesus is Lord. This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day.
Yes,
the day the Lord has made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain.
This is a good day to live for Jesus.
Good day.
This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day. The day the Lord has made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus my King.
And I say Jesus is Lord. Yes, he is.
Jesus is Lord of all. Yes, Jesus is Lord of all the earth. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord of all. Yes, Jesus is Lord of all the earth.
This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day. The day the Lord is made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus my King. This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day. The day the Lord is made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day.
Let's shout it out. And I say Jesus.